name, who'd you like to be coaching this team right now? If you feel that way about Kyle, give us a name, Jay.
I'll give you a name right now. His name is Eric, and he's my mailman.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Beantown in the house. Yeah, he came strong. Yeah, he did. Nobody's firing Kyle Shanahan. That's foolishness. A couple people on the Xfinity Mobile text line.
I'm down on them right now.
Yeah, you should be. I don't think, do companies drug test anymore?
I wouldn't know. I have nothing to worry about.
Some people on the Xfinity Mobile text line are calling for a drug test for you.
Oh, so Cap didn't take the Niners to a Super Bowl and the NFC Championship.
No, he did. Huh? He did.
He wasn't Mr. Excitement.
No, he was. He was.
How we play the game. Then you come down my road on my answer. It's just the good Lord.
Here's the other thing, Goo. So, Cap, did he go to, he went to one Super Bowl?
And then lost to the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game on the road.
So he,
Sherman picked
so
him
he
off.
Went, actually went to two NFC Championships, won one, lost one. Gotcha. Devin's in an Uber. Devin's on your side, buddy. Devin's got your back, people, too.
How's it going, man?
Welcome.
Hey, Goo, man, stand 10 toes strong.
All day, baby.
I think that people aren't being fair with this. In my mind, I'm choosing them at their current peak, right?
Exactly.
We know Cap's peak, and we know what Brock is right now. We're not saying this is the best he'll ever be, but this is the best he's been, right, since he's been in the league. So with those two things, I'm not going to lie, and I'm a diehard Raider fan. I'm choosing Cap all the way. Like, I don't think it's – I'm not going to say it's like there's a clear gap, but it's also not super close. There's a dual threat, which we see that it's just working right now. Right now, this is the era of the dual threat. I think Cap right now, what he was back then, if he's in the league now, he's in the talks with Lamar and the CJs and all these people. Like, you know, it's just, I get that Brock he reads a little faster, but I'm picking Cap all
Dev,
the way.
Hey, I Dev, love you guys. Devin, no, hang up. I do have a question for you because you've given this some thought. Are you... Like, I get what you're saying. Are you judging Cap on early in his career when the defenses hadn't really seen him a lot? Or are you judging Cap maybe after 3 or 4 years when the defense, you know, picked up on him a little bit?
I'm just judging based on, like even if we just
at
made it strictly play postseason, like them in their postseason runs.
Gotcha.
That's all the playoff games included. I remember him in Green Bay. Nobody had them winning. We thought Green Bay was going to win. And not only did the Niners win, they dominated, bro. Like, and that's because of Cap. We're not going to get it misconstrued. It's not like Cap rode the defense coattails. No. Cap was really a factor back then. So I'm picking him because I like the fact that he would get the ball there. He would get it to Vernon and all the rest of the guys. But he can also, I don't know, he wasn't one read pony to me. But maybe I miss things. But yeah, I'm picking Cap. Woo, stand on your toes.
Yeah, no doubt. And Steinie, that's how I took it, you know, prime Cap. But let's not act like we got 5 years of Cap doing the Jimmy Garoppolo model to where it's like, oh boy, he's really, they went 8-8 when Harbaugh's last year, and you would have thought that was 4-12 or 3-14. So, at the end of the day, I took this exercise as prime Cap, and I love what Brock Purdy is doing, but I just thought my guy, you know, I put him in that offense right now, prime Cap, with what they got. Oh, my gosh. You know, with the current, what they got going
like
now.
Like Kaepernick or Coach, quarterback
like Kyle
in this
had
team?
Him. Yeah, and I know, well, he had RG3.
I don't think Kyle.
But he had RG3, and he got him rookie of the year, but I hear you. And that was in D.C.
I don't see Cap as Kyle's kind of quarterback.
And but what's funny is dad drafted Kirk Cousins in that same draft. They drafted RG3.
I mean, listen, if you're going to take Purdy, Kaepernick, and Garoppolo and pick out, you know, their best four games or five games, Well, yeah, I could definitely understand Kaepernick then. He was dynamic. But I didn't, that wasn't my criteria. My criteria was, okay, who's the better quarterback over a period of time? For me, it's going to be Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy's going to have a longer and more successful career than Colin Kaepernick.
And that's
at his height, Kaepernick was incredible.
But, Stoney, I guess, again, and I'm not caping for Cap, I just feel like he didn't get that opportunity to make the adjustment to the adjustment they made. You know, defensive coordinators, and that's why we saw the end of them.
415 saying Cap had a 59.8 career completion percentage. Come on. And then another guy below him, 650, Steiny's an idiot. Cap never had a bad season. Look at the stats, hater. You know what? I won't look at the stats now. Yeah. I'm not going
to. It's amazing. All three been to the same plateau, but Purdy's off to a better start.
Well, and that's why
that's
I'm
crazy,
saying, dude,
though,
we
man.
Need to take our hat off to Evan Giddings.
Yeah, no doubt.
Evan Giddings.
There you go.
Because he used three guys that are kind of, we have to use the same criteria. I like it. If
let's ask Evan his answer.
Oh, I know what his answer is.
Look at him. So what you got?
Well, this is what I find fascinating about the question, because the best quarterback currently is Brock Purdy, and I don't really think it's close. But if you're asking me if I had to win one game and I need one quarterback, whoever's on the roster, it's Colin Kaepernick.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's Colin Kaepernick.
I love it, E. Yeah, Snotty, I'm not mad at that, Evan.
My answer's Purdy, though. If I got really got to cut two, I'm sorry. I got to cut Cap. I do think it's funny nobody's brought up Jimmy whatsoever.
Is that game that you have to win, is that against a defense that's seen Cap for two or three seasons?
It's also in the rain.
Look at you guys.
Lamont in Oakland.
Mont.
What's up, Lamont? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
Hey,
man.
Hey.
Check it out. I'm rolling with Cap, man, and here's why. I think people forget. Cap beat Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs twice.
He did.
One time in Lambeau Field.
Yes, he did.
He beat Cam Newton in Carolina in the playoffs. He beat Matt Ryan in Atlanta after being down 20-7 in the NFC Championship game. Why are we acting like this is stuff that beating legends? Dominant quarterback. He went head-to-head in the games that mattered the most.
You can't.
Cap, he didn't lose in the Super Bowl,
Lamont,
like everybody else did. Fact.
You know
but
what?
What I will say again is, let's not forget, you think Purdy had a better start? Well, guess what? The first year they inserted Kaepernick, they went to the Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl the first year when Alex got the concussion. They put Cap in there, and they went to the Super Bowl that year. Like, this dude was fire. And let's be honest. The reason why it fell apart is because he took his coach away.
Yeah,
they took away Jim Harbaugh. The defenders, a bunch of defenders retired, and the scheme that they had with Harbaugh there was fine. But the problem is that they lost those things, and they put Tom Sula to coach him.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like, what are we doing? Like, really, now we're just trying to do something. Now we just want to get him out of there for other reasons. And the last thing I'll say about Cap, and I'm not trying to be controversial, but I'll say this. I never hear about certain looking quarterbacks being one-read quarterbacks. That seems like that's only reserved for certain quarterbacks. And I'm going to just leave it at that. I don't hear that about no other type of quarterback.
Mm.
But when it comes to certain quarterbacks,
okay,
it's one-read. Like
Tim Tebow was a one-read quarterback.
Well, nobody.
But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
I don't know what play is called. How do I know we only got one read? We aren't in the playbook. We're not the coach.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
How do we actually know that?
Oh, please.
Lamont. How can you tell? Your head in the helmet? Is your head in his helmet?
No, I'm a football expert.
But Lamont's on fire. Nobody can argue what you're saying, Lamont, about the double standard with the black quarterback. That started even before I even knew who you were, Stoney. And there's still some of that to his day. So to point that out, I think that's fair. But you know what a one-read quarterback is.
Tim Tebow was a one-read quarterback.
Black quarterbacks. You could tell. And no, that was a great one. But I just, my whole thing, Stoney, and Lauri Matthews, the great Lauri Matthews. Jimmy beat Aaron Rodgers twice.
Every 49er quarterback is beating Aaron Rodgers. That's what I wanted to tell Lamont.
Okay, gotcha.
He goes, Aaron Rodgers. Has Aaron Rodgers ever beaten the Niners in a big game?
But those cap days, Stoney, he looked like the Michael Vick
experience.
He's
another one-read guy, Aaron Rodgers.
You don't think they got action?
Who?
If he stays upright, the Jets. I really do. This is a. I think this is a horrible matchup for the Niners with what they have going on to go out in front of the world. You know, like, yeah, we had a great offseason.
Okay. It is. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know enough about the Jets, but they sure sound to me like your version of the Lakers. And they stunk. And so I'm going to assume the Jets aren't going to be very good.
You're going 3 years. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Lakers had two dudes starting an Olympic team in their starting five. I'll leave that there.
And they didn't make the playoffs.
No, they did. But had they played anybody but Denver, and they gave Denver 15 rounds, I'll leave that there for another day.
You should leave it there.
That's a great opening one, Evan. Man.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, nobody voted for Jimmy. Nobody will vote Jimmy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad if they
I was considering throwing Jeff Garcia in there, but he didn't make a Super Bowl like Garoppolo did.
Jeff!
I think I still would have taken Purdy.
I think so, too.
Oh, you know what? And Lamont, I hear you. Just to let you know that I hear you, Lamont.
No, he was on fire.
Jimmy G was a one-read quarterback.
There you go.
Come on. He's right.
But look what he did with that one read. He almost got him a Super Bowl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go to SF Bay Drummer. He's in Houston.
H-Town.
We are worldwide. Yep. Hey, Drummer.
Yo, what's up, Stani? What's up, Guru?
Talk to us.
Guru, I got your back. Hey, Stani, I got to come down your road a little bit. I understand that you're talking in the context of QB longevity. But at the same time, if we want to compare Super Bowls between Cap and Purdy, I'm going Cap all day. Because Mr. Purdy, he had to have a wide receiver throw a touchdown for him in the Super Bowl, and he only put up 19. Cap put up 32. And Cap was a weapon himself, and he had less to work with, while Mr. Purdy had the Avengers and only put up 19 points. That is trash. And then, let's bring the weather into it. Because Cap, he went to Green Bay while it's icy and cold outside. When Purdy played Green Bay at home, if it wasn't for Dre Greenlaw making the interception, we almost lost that game because Brock Purdy couldn't even handle mist. He couldn't even handle a drizzle outside, scrambling and fumbling the ball. Like, Purdy's not that guy who everybody think he is, man. He's not. And it's going to prove this year when we don't have Trent and when we don't have IU, and then you want to give him $60 million?
$60 million? Take it to Guru.
No, stop. If that's what if he has a year like he had last year, Stani, and that's the market, and I believe he's going to get that. That's all. And I told you I don't like the fact that Jordan Love, it's the system. It's not. I'm in love with Love, but it's just funny. Two quarterbacks, one season as a starter under his belt, and he has the ranking of the top, the highest paid QB. No hate from me, but I'm like, whoa. So why can't Purdy do that?
One of the things that happened last week, Goo, when you were out, is Evan and I couldn't come to an agreement on a bet.
Oh, whoa.
We were trying to make make bets that you lose most of the time. Well, Evan was trying to make a bet with me, but we just couldn't because the bets I didn't think were fair.
Oh,
I'll tell you what.
Now you're nitpicking.
I'm prepared to make you a bet right now.
All right. Boy.
Right now.
Okay.
Brock Purdy will not get $60 million a year.
I wouldn't take that.
That AAV thing or whatever.
I won't take that. Yeah, I won't
take
that.
It.
Oh, wow. Look how he's looking at you.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man.
This is a change.
Do it.
Okay, I'll bet you.
All right, sounds good.
Beverage.
4-6.
Now, real quick, what's the energy behind? Like, what do you think's going to happen to where?
Maybe 50 or something.
Yeah.
You see the way the 49ers like to do their contracts?
Well, up until this season, everything's been...
Yeah.
Come on now.
New sheriff in town.
Yeah.
Let's go to Couch Potato. Look at... Are you kidding me? Couch Potato's in Kentucky? Louisville or Lexington?
Louisville. Yeah. Louisville. L's up. To heck with the cats. You feel me, Stein?
Yes, come I got
on.
You.
Now listen, Matthew.
I got you.
Matthew. We look to you to be the voice of reason, a font of knowledge, And would you please remind everyone how horrible the Niners were Kaepernick's last 2 years under the great Jim Tom Sula and the equally great Chip Kelly? He was running for his life. He had absolutely no help. They stunk. And in his last year, he still completed 60% of his passes, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on a team that stunk. And the only reason he's not in the league, we all know why. Shout out, Goo. And I have to say, I would originally think Purdy, go with Purdy. But, man, I was there at the stick that night that Kaepernick exploded on the scene, and I've never seen anything like it in 68 years on this planet of a guy who just took over a game like that. Forget, I don't want to hear about Lamar Jackson. Unbelievable. So, Matthew, come on now.
Hey, Couch, thanks for the call.
Man, I appreciate it. Wow.
All right.
He was a phenom, Stani. I know it didn't last forever, man.
No, it didn't. Lasted about 14 minutes.
What you got?
Couch, your boy Stani was at that game, too. The Kaepernick game against the Packers. And let me tell you, yes, I was there.
No, I'm like, whoa, go ahead. I'm all ears.
And
like,
let me tell you. Let me tell you. 8 guys on the Packers defense, every single play, were 25 yards downfield with their back to the line of scrimmage.
So you're trying to take something away from my man. Come on, man. Dude was 72 touchdowns in his career to 30 picks, threw for 12,000 yards. But Stani, again, all I can say is he got him to against the Ravens. He had him there against that damn, what did we call Seattle's defense?
Legion of Boom.
The Legion, look at my man. And took them 15 rounds.
All right. If you're just joining us, it's cutdown day in the NFL. 49ers are going to make their cuts at 1 o'clock, as is every team. And my main man, Evan Giddings, one of two main men, has put together a couple lists, and we've got a cut. We've got to cut 2 out of the 3 on his list. And the first list he gave was Garoppolo, Purdy, or Kaepernick. You have to cut 2 of them, and all 3, of course, got to a Super Bowl but didn't win it. And I'm cutting Garoppolo and Kaepernick, and Guru's cutting Purdy and Garoppolo. So we're having some fun with that. And
this one went crazy.
Yeah, Evan's got a bunch more. We'll do the next one at about 11:30. But
that one hit. Yeah, that caused a lot of man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go to Jimmy. Jim's in Martinez. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Love it as usual. You're killing me. The calls are all great. Obviously, I came in late to this.
Okay.
I'm cutting Jimmy G.
Of course.
I was at the Bears game. It was a Monday night or a Sunday night game where the Bears were all, you know, supposed to be this badass team, and the Niners just, Alvin Smith, Kaepernick, just literally humiliated these guys. But I got to go with Purdy. It's only been a couple years, but this kid's got something. And I love Kaepernick. He should have had another 10 years. It's, you know, I have so much respect for that guy. But Purdy, man, when you look at what he's done, the stats from last year, it is nothing short of amazing. Kaepernick was a game changer, too. But I have one memory. NFC Championship. Everybody think back. Seattle. Frank Gore, wide open for a little 8 or 10 yard little dink that he's going to go 50 yards with, if, you know, because he's not the speedster. And instead, they're at their own goal line, and Kaepernick overthrows them by about 8 feet. And the game was basically over at that point. And that was, and I love Kaepernick, don't get me wrong, but man, choosing one, you guys are killing me. You guys have a good day, man. Thanks.
Take it easy, baby.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Did Jim only cut? Yeah, he cut Cap and Jimmy.
Yeah, he would go with Purdy.
Yeah,
he would go with Purdy.
And right now, I think it's kind of easy to go with Brock because he's the flavor of the month and the current quarterback, Stani.
It does appear to be the consensus. We've thrown it up on our Twitter polls. Oh. Right now, it's 63% for Brock Purdy.
So, and Goo, I'm not going to take a victory lap for that.
What's
it's just an opinion.
We're cutting people, buddy. Have you ever been cut, honestly?
Please.
On any level?
No. Who the hell is going to cut me?
See, this is me.
I was the guy that the coach consulted for who to cut. No,
your football career didn't last great.
I quit.
Well, see, that's worse than cut.
I was allowed to quit. I told you that story. The coach asked me to come out in sixth grade. I went out for football, put my shoulder pads on backwards, got to practice. Tim Dotterer ran me over. He was like Rudy Drobnik. He was bigger than everybody else. I stuck my arm out to try to tackle him, and I swear to God, my arm came out of the socket, and I said, Dad, I don't like football, and he said, Son, since Mr. Smith asked you to come out, I'll let you quit, because technically it's not quitting. He asked you to try it.
I've never quit.
He asked you to try it. You tried it. You didn't like it, but if I would have gone out for the team, I'm stuck.
Like, I do wonder, give us a...
No. How many times have you been cut?
What do you mean, how many times? What? It's never happened. Now, I did play St. Anne's. Remember, I had the emotional story, Wendell Basie, Silk Basie's dad, wanted me to be on the B team for St. Anne's, and I was like, magic. Penny Hardaway, I was a big point. So I ran point tickets to the chip, Evan. So I don't know if that constitute cut. Because there was an A team, and then there was a B team.
Yeah, that's cut.
He wanted me.
It's like being on JVs as a junior.
I was that in football.
I know.
Wide receiver, 88.
There's no such thing.
So I haven't been cut.
I mean, there's really... Can you really have a championship in the B League?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Please. I was a big guard, Stoney Penny.
Yeah.
Point.
Why were you not in the A League?
I got more burn in the B.
Yeah. I
don't regret the decision.
I can't do it.
Evan, we went to the chip. Yeah. I cried. We lost, I cried. Only time I cried.
How many did you have?
Probably about 18.
Not five.
I'm being real, dude. Your boy was balling then. But I never was, hey, Mr. Johnson, you're not good enough to make this outfit. That never happened to me. In baseball, I was Nolan Ryan.
Evan, you ever get cut?
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, because unlike you, I decided to go out for teams that I may or may not have made.
How did you handle it? Like, which one hurt the most?
Probably hoop.
Where do these pros go? To the
ball? I knew I was going to make the baseball team.
Okay, gotcha.
But I didn't know I was going to make the basketball team.
And was the team goody? They had talent?
Yeah, we made state my freshman year.
Well, then there's nothing to... That's bad luck of the draw.
888-957-9570.
Knockout don't count.
I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
Why don't
you guys tell me what it's like to get cut? I don't know.
Please. What about Willard and Dibbs? You think they've been cut?
Oh, God. Dibbs has probably been cut seven times.
I can't ask him.
I bet Willard's gotten cut, too.
You know what? He tried to guard me at the, remember we were up to the knockout tournament? You guys are great.
All right, coming up in a half hour, we got Ted Wynn joining us. He's from The Athletic.
What's the name of his podcast?
Just Wynn, baby.
Yeah.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply today or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. More people getting cut on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
I was at the Circa.
Who does
putting it work? God, I love Roastern. Wow, I might go viral.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We got a big ball game tonight. Bay FC.
Oh.
Versus FC Barcelona. Down at PayPal.
What channel can I find that on?
I'll bet it's on.
Oh.
The computer.
Oh, he's got to. Dude, just... What do they call the stadium?
PayPal.
Okay, yeah, the change.
PayPal Stadium. Yeah. It's really cool. Have you ever been there?
Rick Tittle took me once.
It's a cool stadium. Yeah,
it's incredible.
It's great.
It's right
soccer.
By Darryl Santa Clara School.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. You going tonight?
Yeah, I'm taking the fam.
Who's that? Mom and dad?
My family, yeah.
I would love to meet his parents. Brother. I feel like I know him.
Yeah, you don't.
Dude, I just want to radio fight you, and it wouldn't take but a minute, Evan.
They know you too, though. Yeah,
tell them hello when you see
them.
Yeah,
they talk about you quite highly. Mainly the one on the right, but
wow.
Of me.
Listen, I'm going to... My fighting record is 0-0.
I said that to Norm.
And it's going to end up 0-0.
You've gotten into something you just didn't call a fight, Stein. There's no way.
Nobody has ever taken a swing at me. Well, like seventh grade, dude. Jeff Fessler, but... You know,
yeah. Hey. There's been a couple arguments in your radio career. No punches thrown. But then it won't tuck.
Well, that's because the two guys I got into it with are both 6'4".
Snitches get snitches.
Let's go to Austin.
San Jose or Redwood?
Now, San Francisco.
Okay, our guy.
Hey, Austin, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, nothing much. I just want to say I'm taking Cap all day. Man, all day Cap. Also, I want to say, with Cap, Jim Kelly, his last two seasons with him, is horrible. Ask Philadelphia how they feel about Jim Kelly.
Mm.
Deshaun Jackson and Shady McCoy. That man is trash. Other than that, that's all I got. Oh, yeah, one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
Give Brandon Ayuk his money, man.
Nah.
Hey, he been doing it each year. He been doing good each year. And, first player since what? To get 2,000 yards receiving since who? Terrell Owens, I think, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're on the right show. But yeah, Evan, you want to help him? Yeah. We love you. That's our guy, man. Yeah.
I mean, he's gotten 2,000 yards over his career.
Right. We love you, Austin.
No, what did he say about...
You said Cap.
Yeah, Cap.
And pay IU.
That's fine. It's cut down day in the NFL. 1 o'clock, 49ers are going to trim their roster to 53. Coming up at 12 o'clock, we have Ted Wynn of The Athletic. He's an X and O guy, and he really broke down Brock Purdy's play on Friday. Looking forward to talking to him at noon about Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers. But we're also playing a little game here, having fun, in honor of Cut Day. Evan's come up with a few lists here of three either people or things, and we must cut two of the three. The first one was Garoppolo, Purdy, Kaepernick.
Well, they can even... Evan, you're phenomenal, but that's hard to match, man, because those three dudes have Super Bowl loss, NFC Championship loss. Man.
Well, if you want me to stick with football, I think it's going to be tough to top, but I have one for Warriors fans that might be kind of difficult. So which one do you want?
You go ahead, Stoney, since you've never been in a fight.
Let's go to the football. We're going to stay with football for 600, Alex.
All right, with football, we'll stick with... All right, the current one that I have for this team, and it involves a player that the Niners may or may not move off of, and they have two and a half change to do. George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, or Brandon Ayuk. You got to cut two, keep one.
Kittle, Samuel, Ayuk. Goo, wow. You go first this time.
All right, I'll tell you what.
Who
I
you
know
cutting?
I'm going to catch hell on this. I love B.A., but he's not making it, so turn in your playbook. I love Deebo, but the injuries do pile up at the most inopportune time. You limped off the Super Bowl, the two that you've been in, but you're a badass. But it's George Kittle, Donnie. So
I'm ready to go.
I'm keeping George Kittle, and I hate to say this. If I were his coach, he would be featured like Kelsey. I'll leave that for another day. He's there when you need him. He's there in the run game. He gives himself up. So I'm going with George Kittle to make it out of those three. So Brandon and Deebo are cut. And I think, just keep it real here before you give your...
Okay.
I think that shocks you.
I
for coming for me.
I was just going to praise Evan. Because the first two, like, I'm not... We didn't talk about this. We didn't script it. Yeah, I disagree. Believe it or not, I'm cutting Kittle and Ayuk, and I'm keeping Deebo Samuel.
Even with the injury history.
That's been overblown a little bit, in my mind.
He missed it. Go ahead, Stan. It's your turn.
To me, he is the wild card. He is the player that makes the 49ers dynamic. I think if the 49ers didn't have Deebo Samuel, they wouldn't look like the same offensive team. They would look like most of the other teams in the NFL. And I just think, I mean, I'm going to take the guy who can't be tackled. Can't tackle him.
But he can get hurt. Like the Green Bay playoff games, Stan. He missed the whole second half.
They won the game.
Yeah, barely, because Brandon Ayuk balled. But so the injuries don't scare you.
No.
And you're being proactive.
Thank you.
I'll say this to your list. You don't think, you know, in a world where Kyle doesn't have Deebo at his disposal, he could find a way to create different ways? And what's so wrong with looking like the other teams as long as it's effective, like he did with Matt Ryan in Atlanta?
Well, to me, it's because they do look different than other teams.
That's a fact.
So, okay, Deebo Samuel, 2019, 15 games. It's only a 16-game season.
All right.
Then he got hurt, played 7 games.
So he missed more than half of that season.
Then he played 16, 13, 15.
But with him, Stani, it's the...
Okay.
You didn't give me how many he goes out in the first or second quarter, like the Cleveland game, early, late first. You know what I mean?
He returns.
Well, and he was on the carpet twice in the Super Bowl.
And I'm looking at, he's gone to the playoffs 4 times. He's played, I mean, he has not missed a playoff game.
I was going to ask you to give me his playoff numbers, but.
His playoff numbers are.
I can already be like, eh.
2 receiving touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown. I'm trying to look at playoff, 10 catches in the postseason, 10 catches, 13-13. And then the rushes were 6. He rushed 27 times in the postseason.
Well, that's when he was beating Dallas.
2021.
Yeah, and the Rams and Green
Bay.
Wow. Lost to the Rams.
Yeah, I'm taking Deebo.
Yeah.
I'm cutting Brandon Ayuk and George
Kittle.
How
about you, Evan?
It is a tough one. I think I'm actually going to go with George Kittle. I've flip-flopped a little bit on this, but I just think George Kittle is...
Yeah.
In the same way you could say Debo's a guy who could give you 70 and a tug on the ground in addition 100 through the air, Kittle's the one guy who could go for 200.
Man.
Incredible red zone target, but could also pave the way on the ground for anybody who's in the backfield. So I think it's Kittle for me.
Wow.
Well,
there's proof that it's a great question. In other words,
all 3 of them have got their money except one. Oh, excuse me, 2 of the 3 have got their money except one, Stoney.
So basically, of those 3, Evan thinks Kittle's the best offensive player. I think Deebo Samuel, and you think
Kittle.
Oh, you both say Kittle.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I just got to give him all the. I watched that receiver doc on Netflix. I won't share with you what bothers me.
Go ahead.
Let me just watch it real quick here. You need to watch it.
I'm not going to.
It gives you a different viewpoint of these guys' lives with their teammates and off the field.
Was it Kittle wearing the F Dallas shirt after he scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday night?
Yeah, and he got that from Gary Plummer back in the day. But what bothers me, and Evan, you chime in, his wife throws a surprise party for George Kittle after a Monday night game.
Okay.
I'm in my lab. Lights out, HD, 75-inch on the wall. And the guy that I am, the team guy, the camaraderie guy, my bifocals are looking for Deebo. I'm looking for Ayuk. I'm looking for guys on the... And they weren't there. And they were at his... Bosa showed up, and he was surprised. Bosa, Kittle was like, Bosa, I'm supposed to get you out the house, you know? Right. But where were those guys? And it ruined what was a great moment for Kittle. But... from a team standpoint, from Johnny, who cares what you think, me, Evan, where was Kittle and I? Those are your dudes.
Where was Trent Williams?
Trent wasn't there either.
Was Spencer
Burford
there?
I would have just said come because the cameras are going to be there, and guys like Guru won't say y'all didn't show up. If we throw a party for you and Evan and I aren't there, Carter and other people could be like, they might not be as tight. Where's Evan and Goo? That's just how I think. Where were they?
It was a surprise. You saying it was a surprise party?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was Kittle's wife who invited the people. George probably had no idea, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Neither are they.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm getting at? Betty. George Kittle's wife. What's her name?
I forget her name. The lovely. Yeah.
She's wonderful.
But I don't know why.
She thought George's best friends were the guys who she invited.
Claire is her name.
Yeah, Claire.
Yeah. All right. And like I said, that's how my mind works, Steiny.
How many players were there?
Like 7 or 8.
Okay, who? Give me, like,
Juszczyk was there.
Juszczyk was there.
Yeah.
Charvarius Ward.
No.
Fred Warner.
No color.
Greenlaw.
No color. No chocolate. It was, I was just looking for the guys on the offensive unit to be like, okay, they'll be there. You know, just how my mind works. But you know I'm mad that I don't get invited to weddings. I'm that dude. So.
No, I know that.
Where was your boy, Steiny? Didn't see Charlie Warner or Ross Dwelly. His other tight ends.
I was looking, Steiny, like, damn. I would have said, hey, I know you don't want to come, but the cameras are going to be, it's Netflix. Just come through, man. And then the whole wedding thing, I didn't see any of Ayuk or Debo or Trent at McCaffrey's wedding. I don't know what goes on with invitations, but if I were to marry again, best believe you, Evan, and Carter would be invited.
Yeah, just like BA, I'm holding out.
Wow. Lori Matthews on
I'm down YouTube on her today.
She said, I'm sure everyone was invited.
But that's Lori. She looks for the greater good of people. But Lori, sometimes there's just questions. That's
like,
all.
There's no way like a rookie like Moody was invited.
No, I didn't see him.
Exactly. Leonard is in Fairfield. Hey, Leonard, what's going on, man?
What's up, guy?
Hey.
Hey, so I got a question. That question that you guys had about Debo, Kittle, and Ayuk, would you cut?
Yeah.
I would keep Debo, cut the other two. But the other question I had is, Guru said 2 out of the 3 got their money. But I was wondering, do you think they negotiated a little bit? And you know, other than like Brandon Ayuk, who's just stuck on just one price.
Thanks, Leonard.
Yeah, he's asking, because 26 was rumored, right? I know, here we go, but I do wonder if that's still on the table. But they had to talk multiple times.
They were talking during Kittle's party.
No, apparently. That's pretty good.
Or Cap McCaffrey's wedding.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Evan. Really appreciate
it. And Lori pointed out, this is great, during the season, Goo, did you see Debo and Kittle's family sitting together during the season? That I did see, and I love that stuff, Lori.
Well, then you should bring it up.
Don't
sweep it under the rug.
No, the party, I want them there. Show up for my party.
All right, just how about this one? Off the top of my head, I came up with one.
Oh, boy.
And we're...
Real quick before we get to that,
okay.
There are cuts being made as we speak.
Oh, yes.
I know the roster will come out at 1 o'clock, but there are kind of leaks.
Okay.
So right now for the 49ers, they've waived wide receiver Danny Gray, per source. Now, there's a chance that if they get waived, they can be on the practice squad, they can be re-signed, they can also be claimed by other teams. But Danny Gray has been waived, and I guess a surprise of the day, according to some, is that tight ends Braden Willis and Cameron Latu, both 2023 draft picks, they're practice squad candidates if they clear waivers, so they were waived. And Latu, by the way, was a third-round pick last year.
Mm.
Also, Robbie Chosen has been cut. Wide receiver Robbie Chosen.
So you cannot call him the chosen one.
I was going to say,
okay.
Who's going to attack that
well,
softball?
Danny Grace, Donnie, and I know the Niners have been, but he was, I remember he was,
stinks.
He had the speed and he was going to be something. That,
ha-ha.
Know,
did he have the ha-ha?
Nah, I guess not, but that's just, and again, it's hit and miss. The Niners got a collective of talent, but, and like Evan said, he has a chance to end up on the practice squad. Evan, I wanted to run this by you real quick. 53-man roster, but they got this new thing with the injured reserve where you can stash two guys. So, is it, you think teams will play with that to be like, Evan's not really to give him a chance to still be on the team?
Well, no, just because I think that the rule is you can stash them, but they still count against your IR. All right,
okay.
So you really have to make sure that they're going to be available later in the year. Like, for example, I'm thinking it'll be curious to see how they handle Trent being on or off the roster.
Man.
Not because he will or won't be on the team, but just how they kind of strategically place him on. Like, I don't think he'll be listed on the 53-man, but it doesn't mean he won't be there week one.
Wow.
Fair enough.
And Brandon Ayuk with the pup, too, right? I mean, that's a reality. I mean, that would be worse.
Well, that would mean he missed the first four games.
Oh, my gosh. You know, yeah, you're smiling, Stoney. That would be bad. That would be bad optics. Like, this is cute, and you're like,
you go 4-0.
Well, but still.
So the 49ers are going to make their final cuts by 1 o'clock today. If stuff leaks out, we'll pass it along. So we're having a little fun making our own cuts here. We're giving you three names, and you have to cut two. Here's one.
Oh, this is the one you came up with.
Yeah, this is just to get us to noon. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
You want to go first, Evan?
Wow. Yeah, it's easy. I'm keeping Curry.
Yeah, I'm keeping LeBron. Hey, Steph, here's your papers.
Are you the head coach? Because you're going to be fired in 2 years.
Longevity. What? Why? Why would I be fired in 2 years?
Because you're keeping LeBron, who's had 17 head coaches.
Yeah, I'm going Curry, too.
Of course. You guys are so predictable.
No, please.
So predictable.
What a sinister mind comes up with those
so
three.
So predictable. Like,
Curry!
That might be the most predictable
no
cut
doubt
keep
about
from
it.
Matt Steinmetz.
Come on. You're cutting... Why don't you call LeBron James into your office and let me know how you're going to cut him?
I'll say, you got beat out by a transcendent player, man.
And
the
what am
best
I?
Best shooter to ever do it.
What am I?
A passer.
We've decided to send your talents to South
there
Beach.
There you go. Steiny, I do wonder, from all the other teams making cuts real quick here, I really am concerned about the lack of defensive line depth for the Niners. If we see them bring in other guys that we've heard of, we won't call them also-rans, but you know. Just, you can never have enough. And this is Sorensen's first crack at it. And not to have what I believe a deep defensive line like Saleh and D'Amico Ryans had. And they had trouble stopping the run. That was with Armstead. Stoney, it's just not a lock to say this D is going to be Billy Badass like they used to, especially with Greenlaw missing in the middle. Like, I got my popcorn. I think he has the most difficult job as the defensive coordinator out of those three, including himself, Saleh and D'Amico Ryans, who used this situation to get a head coaching job.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon Staley's doing the coaching.
I forgot he was.
Yeah.
He'll be the eyes in the sky. Or
you can could stop be. Asking that question. Yeah. You don't have to ask that again.
Yeah.
Steiny, how about Tatum, Curry, Giannis?
Now, that's easy.
Tatum and Giannis.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, I'll take Curry there. I'll do you a favor. Take Curry. No, I will. I will. Hey, by the way, did you know it was the 10-year anniversary of Levi Stadium? It was 2014.
Don't tell me who they played, because your boy, I know this, the Chicago Bears Sunday night.
What do you mean?
That's who they opened up that stadium against.
Okay. Is that true?
Yeah, cap the interception. No. The Bears.
I mean, is Levi Stadium the best home field advantage in the NFL?
No, I got to say, since its inception, it would be Oracle and under Kerr. But I got to go with the Giants, 3rd and King. What they were doing 10, 12, and 14, even this year, what, they're 10 games over 500, they still have some.
Who's 10 over 500?
At home, the Giants. 38 and 28. But anyway.
The answer is the Shark Tank.
Oh, the Mastani's.
Please.
Just got the number. I've been there for a playoff game. Shout out Ricky T.
The ultimate home court advantage was Oracle Arena in Oakland. I think we all know that.
Now, I'm going to back off. What about the stick?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen a football. Well, no, I did, Levi's. I mean, Levi Stadium's nicer than the stick.
But we're just talking about the ambiance and the crowd going crunk. I'm just saying, we cannot hate on Stoney. The stick was it.
You mean
for the Niners?
Well, okay, correct.
The catch?
Correct me. Look, we're talking about home field advantage. When I got here in 1990, the joke was that the 49er fans were wine and cheese fans. Now, I can't speak to that.
But then you got Harbaugh, built him a bully.
Oh, fortress. Well, remember when he said it's a fortress?
Bill Walsh era?
A fortress.
George Seifert? It was a problem.
What's the...
Why you bring up Oracle? Damn it.
Because
that place was incredible.
Because it was the best home court, home field advantage in the Bay Area for 40 years.
Wow. I watch games on YouTube and get chills, man, of that building and what the fans created.
What's the biggest home court advantage or home field advantage in any professional sport? Like, of all the four major sports, is there a venue that is the hardest venue for an opposing team to go into?
I'll give you mine.
Okay.
Fenway. On the Red Sox. I really believe that ambiance, where they're at, the way that the stadium is built, that's a hard win.
The team that just came to mind was Buffalo. Would you want to go up to Buffalo and play the Bills?
That's
feels
a good
like
one.
A tough environment.
When you play Mother Nature too.
And let's see, baseball. Nothing's jumping out at me. And then
Yankee Stadium? The new Yankee Stadium.
You know what? I think this is a good one. Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Arrowhead's a tough place to play.
Raiders beat them on Christmas last year.
Is it because of the stadium or because of their quarterback?
Well, it's actually because of the stadium. The Kansas City Chiefs fans are rabid. They're legitimate fans.
I'll give you that.
They are legitimate fans. And it would figure, so if they won on Christmas, so that means late in the year. Yeah, of course the Raiders won a game late in the year.
But that's when Kansas City's offense looked like, oh boy, this is a problem.
Yeah. And how much did that mean?
Nothing.
All right. On the other side, we've got Ted Wynn of The Athletic. We're going to talk about Brock Purdy's performance on Friday. He wrote extensively on that in The Athletic and had some very interesting things to say. So I'm looking forward to talking to Ted. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Safeway.